Praise to you, Lord Jesus. So Juan Carlos and Claire Marie, what a blessing to have two priests celebrating this beautiful day. Not one, but a double blessing. And I would like to offer you a very humble gift on my part. And it's Spanish, it's called Novena, in English, Novena. So starting today, for 9 days, every Mass that I celebrate for the next 9 days, which takes us up to Christmas Eve, actually. It's the novena for Christmas, but your novena. I'm going to be placing both of you on the altar so that when I lift up the host and lift up the chalice, which is the body and blood of Christ, I'll be lifting both of you up, that God will give you a lot of peace, a lot of joy, long life and eternal life. So that'll be my humble gift to both of you, as well as both of you, but also all of your relatives and friends, but especially both of you, that you have a very, very beautiful marriage together, and that you both end up in heaven, and that's really why we're here. So that's my humble gift to you. Okay, given that both of you studied at, now it's Northeastern, used to be Magdalen, both of you are trained in literature. Okay, so I like to just base my homily on one of my favorite writers that you've heard of. Okay, and he was probably the greatest communicator in the world last century. And he is already venerable. His name is Fulton Sheen. Okay? Fulton Sheen. And I had the privilege of meeting him once before he died. He died only in 79, so I met him shortly before he died. And I just admire him so much. So what I'd like to do is just give you a short summary of one of his books, and hopefully you'll be able to buy the book, because the book is written for both of you. And the name of the book is On Marriage. It Takes Three to Get Married. Hopefully you'll be able to buy that and read it and try to put it into practice. So here's a summary of this book. For both of you to have a happy marriage, Aristotle says there has to be a transcendental other. That's pretty highfalutin, right? But Fulton Sheen says that that transcendental other has to be Jesus Christ. So the best thing that Juan Carlos can do for Claire Marie is for Juan Carlos to fall in love with Jesus every day. Amen? And the best thing that Claire Marie can do for Juan Carlos is to fall in love with Jesus every day. And that's the principal reason why marriages have problems, is that they try to fall in love with each other and they forget about God. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. But if both of you are, you're working on falling in love with God, your marriage is going to get better and better and better and better and better. 7 years ago, I celebrated my Silver Jubilee, which is the 25th, which is a milestone. And one of the reasons why it was just so beautiful is that your grandmother was there promoting people to pray for me and offer rosaries, and it was just a beautiful celebration. I had two masses with about 1,000 people each. I've been here for many years. But you know, the gift that I really appreciated most was a little paper like this. And it opened up and it said, for your 25 years, I offered 25 masses for you. And below, love, Mom. Love, Mom. What a beautiful gift. My mom could have written a check. I mean, my mom's got money. But she recognized more important than the money is to pray for her son. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to turn the tables. And you have a lot of wonderful friends here. some from Boston, probably from New Hampshire, others from Southern California. I'm going to ask you a favor. Could you please also join me in the Navina? Hello? Okay. So I invite all of you to join me in the Navina. If you can, every day for 9 days up to Christmas, go to Mass and pray for them. Wouldn't that be a beautiful gift? Now, if it's impossible because you got to fly back and you're working there in Massachusetts, there's a snowstorm. I'm from that part of the turf anyway, you know. If you can, okay, God understand. But then pray the rosary. You pray the rosary. But better yet, go to Mass and pray the rosary. Amen? Do both. Do both. So I hope and pray that you're going to get a lot of economic gifts to be able to, your down payment on your condo and your car, whatever it's going to be. That's important too. Teresa of Avila says, with God and money, we can do a lot, right? Teresa of Avila, right? But let's put God first and money second, right? Okay. Related to the book of Sheen, I'd like to make these short suggestions. Now, both of you have, you've probably heard this already 100 times among your friends and at Magdalene. But Fulton Sheen says this, growing in our faith is not so much learning new things, but assimilating the things we've already heard. They say the biggest and most difficult distance is from the head to the heart, those 12 inches, depending if you have a big head or not, okay? But that's the biggest distance from here to here. So you've heard that before, but pray together. And I noticed during a lot of weddings, when you got a noviazgo, when you got a courtship, you're praying, then you get married and you're praying less and less. I see that. So I'm warning you because life gets busy and the first baby comes, oh, then you're praying less and less, and before you know it, you're barely praying at all. So I strongly exhort you, try to find time to pray every day. Okay? And who is the priest of the family is Juan Carlos. So you take the initiative, okay? Now, usually it's the woman that's always starting the prayer and kind of pushing the husband along, kind of like that, you know? But you take the initiative. Take the initiative. Pray in the morning. Pray before meals. Pray your night prayers. Pray the rosary. Because if you pray, you're gonna have a strong marriage. About 5 years ago, I celebrated a diamond jubilee. You know what that is? That's 60 years. And I made a sacrifice. I flew all the way, guess where? To New Hampshire to celebrate. That's a long flight. You did that many times, right? You probably at least 20 times back and forth, right? It's a long. I would fly into Logan and take the Greyhound bus into New London. That's what I would usually do. But 60 years, and after celebrating the Mass, the couple said to me, "You know, Father, we never had any serious problem in 60 years. And that couple, they have 9 children, they've got 39 grandchildren, and they got one son who's a priest, and that's me. Okay? It's because they put God in the center. When God is in the center, your marriage is going to go well. Next. You're privileged there on campus to have a chapel, right? You may think the chaplain celebrated the Mass every day for you. Okay, follow up on that. Try to go to Mass every day. If you're living in the area here, you know we got 5 Masses every day. So try to make an effort. I know you're working, but go to Mass and receive Holy Communion. And receive Holy Communion, I call that a daily heart transplant. Look at this. Can you see that? You know what that is? That's the famous apparition in the 17th century of Margaret Mariella Cook to the Sacred Heart. Can you see it there? Margaret Mary was able to see the Sacred Heart of Jesus, but you're able to receive it. She saw it externally. You're going to receive the Sacred Heart in this Mass and hopefully all the days of your life. So make an effort to go to daily Mass when you can. Next point is this. There's no such thing as a perfect marriage. You know, young people tend to be idealistic, especially if you read a lot of romantic literature, a lot of Romeo and Juliet, and okay. But you know, there's no such thing as a perfect marriage. Okay? Never go to bed angry at each other. You hear me? So you're going to have disagreements. Never go to bed angry. If you have a disagreement, you have to reconcile. Okay, I'm going to tell you the three most important phrases in your marriage. Are you listening? They are, I love you, I'm sorry, I forgive you. Just a few words, but basically they say it all. It's humility and love. You got to be humble, and you have to love. Those are the two pillars. And I think you're going to like this. You have to visit the best beauty parlor in the world. That's the confessional. Amen? And it's the cheapest, right? No? You got to go there. You go there, you get your soul dirty, you confess, and your soul becomes white as the snow. So do that. And lastly, given that we have two individuals who studied world literature, you've probably read a little bit of Dante, the Divine Comedy. You know, when you go with Dante from Inferno, Purgatorio, Paradiso, Paradise, you're going up and up and up and up. And Dante enters into heaven with San Bernardo, with Saint Bernard. Not the dog, but the saint, okay? And when he rides really high, he sees this beautiful rose. It's called in Italian and Spanish, La Rosa Mystica. The mystical rose. And beyond that, you've got the Trinity. Remember that beautiful scene? It's almost the last two cantos in the whole literary masterpiece. That mystical rose is the Blessed Mother. So the mystical rose, you have to have in your family a garden. In the middle of the garden is a beautiful flower. But the flower is a person. That person is the Rosa Mystica. Pray the rosary every day. Now if you do that, I really believe you're going to have a very, very happy marriage and end up, God willing, with your children in heaven one day. God bless you, and both of us will be praying for you today, tomorrow, and I'll be offering my novena for both of you. Okay? Amen? Okay, I'm going to say a few words in Spanish. Okay? Yo he dicho que yo voy a rezar por ellos una novena. Y empezando hoy, de ofrecer en mis misas una intención muy especial cada día por 9 días. Y mi intención es para que ustedes puedan tener una vida larga, una vida feliz, una vida llena de paz y vida eterna. Invito también los amigos y parientes también de hacer la novena, empezando hoy. Porque si dan muchos regalos materiales, pero lo más importante son regalos espirituales. Mi mensaje fue de Archbishop Fulton Sheen. El mensaje fue esto. El libro famoso de Fulton Sheen es esto. Hace falta tres para casarse bien. El hombre, la mujer y Dios. Pongan en el centro de su vida Dios. ¿Cómo se hace? Oración ferviente cada día. Número dos, recibir los sacramentos, si es posible, la misa diaria. Y además, Cuando hay fallas, cuando hay malentendidos, cuando hay peleas, hagan las paces. Papa Francisco dice dejar volar los platos en el día, pero hagan paces por la noche. Okay? Es decir, que nunca vayan a la cama enojados. Y además, acudir al confesionario. Porque el confesionario es un sacramento que nos da mucha paz. Paz interior. Y amar a María. Amar a la Santísima Virgen María. Tiene que tener un jardín en su casa. En medio del jardín tiene que crecer una flor. Esa flor no es una planta, es una persona. Es María quien es la rosa mística. Y quiero decir una palabra para terminar, dando tributo a tus abuelos. Y quiero rezar por los abuelos de Juan Carlos. Y quiero rezar por mi papá también. Porque en mi vida, una de las personas que me ayudó más fue en la parroquia fue su abuela. Su abuela rezando por los sacerdotes, haciendo sacrificios, novenas, pláticas, siempre animando a nosotros sacerdotes, ¿no? Nosotros la queremos mucho y me conmueve el hecho que ella murió hace 2 años. Murió 4 días después de la muerte de mi papá. Entonces, yo creo que tengo confianza que tu abuela y mi papá están rezando por ustedes. Pero en esta Santa Misa queremos rezar por Doña Lucía, además tu abuela que murió también, Juan, y tú tienes un nombre, y rezar por mi papá también, esperando que un día vamos a estar presentes con nuestros abuelos, papás, mi papá, en la casa del Señor para todos los siglos. Amén.